Hi.
Well, welcome to the program. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Nevada. This is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
First of all, I wanted to just throw in real quick, since you don't believe in coincidences.
No, not at all.
I was actually calling in about the Utah Ranch story, and that had really captured my imagination, because this is something, some things I've studied a long time that seemed to fit right in with them. And I was looking over some old notes tonight, and right when you were telling about the event we're expecting in 2029, when you said the name of it, I was pretty jolted.
Apophis.
Right at that moment, I was looking at my notes, reading Apophis.
You're kidding.
Egyptian Dragon of Darkness.
How about that for timing?
Yeah, that was pretty wild. So anyway, I'm listening to your show two nights ago, and I am very intrigued, because this is something that fits in with a theory that I've had for years. And I had a very strange experience, and it's going to sound wild, but through the years I've learned that there are some wild things that happen out there.
And we can handle just about anything.
Yeah, thank goodness. I used to be kind of a skeptic, even putting together some of these theories of mine as I studied Middle Eastern ancient civilizations in college. And my skepticism was kind of scraped away somewhat when we moved to a little ranch that was just by on the other side of a mountain range from Groom Lake. And the things that I saw there and the things that happened to my family kind of helped open my eyes somewhat.
This is going to be a fascinating moment here. Tell
us
more.
You know, I'm not even sure if you have the time to get to Groom Lake, but let me tell you what happened during that program.
Okay.
I was very excited, and I remember thinking to myself at the right at the beginning of the second hour, I can't wait to tell my 18-year-old son that I talked to all of this stuff about. He wants to be an archaeologist, and he's fascinated, too, with all the things that we study, and I'm always telling him about Coast to Coast. And I was thinking to myself, I'm so glad I'm so alert and had a nap today so I can catch every minute of this program. Well, that's the last thing that I remember happening, and then all of a sudden it's the bottom of the hour with the commercials. And they went on and on and on. I thought, my word, I can't believe I fell asleep. That is so odd, because I take hours to fall asleep. I never go to sleep easily. I can't sleep in a car or on a plane, anything. So I'm very confused. So the show comes back on again, and I was wide awake during the commercials, and all of a sudden I'm gone again. And it's the top of the hour, and I can tell from where the commercials are. I woke up instantly when they started. And I thought, this is really spooky, because I'm not even tired right now. And I wasn't tired when this started. And I was very upset, because I wanted to hear this stuff so badly. And I remember a few words into the next segment, and I remember having a very strange feeling come over me, and once again I was gone. And then I just sat up and I pinched myself and everything at the end of the next set of commercials. And each time I'd wake up at the very beginning of the commercials, I could tell from how long they'd go.
Why'd you keep dozing in and out?
I really actually think, when I told my son and my husband this, and my other kids, they were shocked, because they know that it takes me hours to go to sleep. And I wasn't even feeling exhausted, and I wouldn't even feel dozed. It felt like I was being hypnotized, quite frankly.
Right over the radio?
Yeah.
But who would be doing it?
Well, that's where maybe I have to, as quick as I can, because I know time's short, tell you my theory.
All right, yeah, tell me the theory, because the two guests are great guys. I mean, so they wouldn't have anything sinister here.
No,
and
absolutely
not. Of course,
not.
I would not try it.
No, of course not. Well, absolutely not. Well, the whole theory is a religious one, and it's about the war in heaven. Okay, that whole motif is found in all of these ancient civilizations that I've studied in different ways, and it's, a lot of it's about the dragon. That's why I was.
All right, give me the short version.
I'm trying really hard to cut it right down. Okay, anyway, I believe that the war in heaven is still going on, and that the forces of evil use these time portals. And that they use all kinds of stuff in their arsenal, and one of the things they can move through time and take possession of various animals that have been on the earth since the beginning of time
and
the various realms of creation.
And how did you then get tied into this?
Well, I've had a run-in that I really would rather not talk about. It.
What do you mean? What do you mean a run-in?
Spooky.
Like a possession thing?
Well, I wasn't possessed, but.
Were they coming after you?
Yeah, I was given a couple of strong warnings to stay out of things, because through the internet and a lot of studies that I did, I think through the internet it became, that's when I got the warnings within a week of each other.
How did the, I know you don't want to get into the specifics, but how did I really have to be careful. How did the warnings come to you, though? I mean, were you on a chat room?
One was sent to me over the internet, and one was a personal visit.
Personal visit by a being? An entity?
I'm actually scared that it could put my family in danger because it was a very threatening warning. Because I got to the bottom line of what I believe is going on in this whole battle between good and evil. And they think
that you're tapping into this? That maybe?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know too much.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, so I don't know, you know, if something was done over the airways with subsonic, ultrasonic, or just right here in person. But
whatever it was, they didn't want you to hear what was going on.
No, and the next day I didn't even remember to tell my son, and this was the most fascinating program I'd ever heard. And then finally in the afternoon when I remembered to tell him, I had a horrible reluctance to tell him, and I realized something very odd was going on, and it left my mind for another while. And
so
when I remembered again, I didn't want to give in to this.
Are you going to fight these beings by yourself, or can you get some help?
Well, I tried to take a low profile, quite frankly. If I didn't have kids, I wouldn't mind. I'd fight them to the death, but, you know, I wouldn't
well,
have
I guess
kids,
all we can say is be careful.
Yeah, I try to be careful. And it's not only that, but even some of the stuff that we saw at Groom Lake, we were able to see some stuff I don't think anyone else saw. And we even ran into some trouble there, so we do have to be careful.
You saw craft there, didn't you? Flying
craft. Saw a whole lot more than craft. A whole lot more than craft.
Did you see extraterrestrials?
No, but, well, the subject that we got into trouble with is the weather, the control that we saw, and the things that we saw done.
The weather? Weather manipulation?
Yeah, we saw it from the beginning. We saw the whole process from the first one they got out there.
What were they doing? Creating like little tornadoes and things?
They weren't little tornadoes. Well, the first one we saw was the one that was sent to northern Utah that was big and killed a few people, and we saw it created. And that year there were 12 that were created that came to northern Utah, all from the southwest.
And you're saying they test it there?
Yeah, and see, we were out rabbit hunting way in the desert, and we saw a huge orange fluorescent craft monitoring the control, and we saw the whole process happen way out in the desert where nobody else was. And we saw the whole process.
Do you have any pictures or any kind of evidence that we can take a look at?
Not pictures, but the next year when we came back to that area to live again, we saw it happen again, and I said to my husband, there's going to be another tornado up in Utah, and my parents came to visit the next day from there with a newspaper saying there was a tornado that night over their house, and this was the 12th one, and every time we saw one of these things formed, within 12 hours, there was a tornado in northern Utah.
So how does that tie into these evil entities that you've been talking about?
How it ties into it is because they travel through time to the time periods when, in the rounds of creation, which I believe there have been many rounds, and I think this is the last one, where they are in control of what's going on in the world. Right before Noah's flood, there's a lot of ancient manuscripts that show that they were in control there, and they keep bringing this technology back, and the people destroy themselves by misuse of this technology.
Are they giving that to people, or are they doing this themselves?
And it's happening again now, and they even sent a tornado over our house when I tried to send this information to somebody the very next morning. It was the only time I ever tried before now to get this information out, and they sent one right straight over our house.
I mean, what if they were coming at you at any time?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I said this.
Hello? That's weird. I mean, that wasn't even a hang up. That was like gone. Man. Hey, if you can get back and call us and let us know you're okay, just do that. That was weird. Have you ever heard a phone just go like that? No. I mean, that's like someone snipped her line or something. Wow. Well, we're at the, my gosh, we're coming up at the end of the break here, and we'll be right back. And, Garris, I want to talk to you about that when we come back. That is strange.